This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today we're diving into something I'm sure you can relate to. How to choose which project to focus on when you have way too many ideas bouncing around in your head and too many saved drafts on your laptop. Now, if you're a writer, a filmmaker, a multi-hyphenate creative, you probably have a mile-long list of projects you could start, and yet maybe nothing is actually moving forward. Maybe you start something, get distracted by another game-changer idea, and leave the first one on that everlasting draft mode. Or maybe you feel stuck or paralyzed by all the possibilities, and so you end up not starting anything at all. Listen, I've been there too, right? You can think of this as part two of the Goldberta Way. Go ahead and listen to episode two after this one if you haven't yet to learn more about what the Goldberta Way is. Today, I'm going to share how to prioritize projects with purpose so you can finally get unstuck, gain some much-needed momentum, and finish something you're proud of. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on a cold brew from Alfred Coffee. It's one of probably the best cold brews I've had. It's really good. And as always, I hope your cup is full. Cheers. Let's get into it. Okay, so here's the thing. Having too many ideas isn't necessarily a problem. It means your creativity is alive and well, right? You're cooking, you're flowing, and having ideas. Having ideas is a great thing, yeah? But it's not productive to chase every single spark of an idea without finishing anything, you know? This could lead to more burnout and self-doubt and just incompletion. When you're always starting but never completing, three things happen. You can lose momentum. You maybe start doubting your ability to follow through. And maybe you spread your creative energy so thin that nothing actually gets your best work. It's kind of just like halfway good, you know? And let me tell you, I know how tempting it is to keep jumping from idea to idea, thinking the next one will be the one. But clarity doesn't come from just dabbling. It comes from deciding. And I personally know all too well about jumping around from idea to idea. I mean, I still do it, and often. I really have to be mindful about where my attention is going creatively and, you know, really zero in on what matters now, what I should prioritize now. This is where purpose comes in. When you choose your projects based on alignment, not just excitement or the thrill of starting something new, but based on alignment, you create a path you can actually stick to. So here are three questions you can ask yourself. Does this project align with my current goals? Is it right for the season of life I'm currently in? And does it connect to my deeper why as a storyteller? When you get clear on those answers, you stop making reactive choices and start making intentional ones. Purpose acts like a creative compass. It points you toward the work that's worth your energy and makes it so much easier to say, not now, to the rest. Okay, so I want to give you a simple tool I use and give to other creatives I know, and it's called the Creative Clarity Filter. All right, and so before you commit to a project, maybe run it through these four questions. Here we go. Number one, does this idea align with the season I'm in? So not every season is, you know, write a complete novel or write a feature film script. Sometimes it's, you know, a short story or a short script or a poem or a book of poems or building your portfolio. Be real about where you are and what fits right now. Number two, is there a clear outcome or purpose for this particular project? So is it something you're making for a festival submission, a proof of concept for something bigger, a calling card, even if the purpose is just for personal growth, define it. It'll help keep you motivated and be clear about what you're doing. Number three, can I realistically commit to this with the time and energy I currently have? All right, so if the answer is no, just think of it as a not yet for this idea. Put it to the side, maybe circle back to it later on. Just be realistic about how much time and energy you have to give to this and if it's worth it. Number four, am I excited by the process, not just the outcome? You have to enjoy making the thing, yeah? Not just imagining the success it might bring. If your project isn't a strong yes to at least, you know, two or three of these questions, maybe pause, reassess, and see what project or idea currently does. Okay, so these are just for personal projects. And maybe if you have a job and you have to create something and you have a deadline, that's completely different than what I'm talking about. This is for personal projects or if you're like a freelancer. So here's your reminder. You don't owe every idea your time. You don't have to prove your creativity by doing it all at once. It may be saying no to one project is actually saying yes to the one that matters the most right now. When you prioritize with purpose, you create momentum, you finish more, and you feel more connected to your voice. And hey, that's when the magic happens. This week, I'm learning to live in my peace, meaning I'm embracing more of what brings me peace. I won't revel in negative energy. I embrace peace. Join me. This week's creative challenge is to find your favorite song, blast it through a loudspeaker, and dance your heart out. Yep, take that 4 to 5 minutes and just let go. Dance it out. If this episode brought a little clarity to your day, please pass it along to your creative bestie. And until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joy is in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. And also our show's podcast at Originate Now Podcast. And let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.